somehow they all avoided that kangaroo at the top of the hill. We've seen...
That was amazing vision. How close were those guys?
Just in case you don't already know, the Bathurst 1000 is a 1,000-kilometre race held annually at Mount Panorama Circuit in Bathurst, New South Wales. It's the ultimate event for motor racing fans, with nearly 300,000 people attending. And as we just heard, sometimes kangaroos bound onto the track. Usually the roos are herded away during the event, but this year the local council decided to shoot 140 of them. I spoke to Bathurst consulting ecologist Ray Miatvesh to get some background on the kangaroo population at Mount Panorama.
The Mount Panorama habitat is a remnant woodland sort of area within, mostly within the track, but there are sections of the woodland that lie outside the track as well. And it's embedded within a landscape that's dominated by farming to the west and the city of Bathurst to the south. So it's a relic population of kangaroos that was quite a healthy population, very peaceful sort of setting up there on the mountain. And I used to like to go up there and just sit down in the afternoon and look around and feel good about everything. In terms of what it means for the population to have 140 animals shot out of there, the structure of the communities will have been incredibly badly, severely disrupted. Generally during the races, there would be dominant animals who've seen it all before, and they'd be sitting down at the bottom of the hill in the shade, saying to the other animals, just keep calm, a bit noisy, but happens every year, don't be too concerned about it. I was up there this morning, and I was hundreds of metres away from a gully, and the kangaroos came out of that gully, and actually one collided with another species which was running in the opposite direction in a panic. They've totally disrupted the function of how they live up there, and I don't think it's going to sort of necessarily be something that they get over sort of very readily.
Bathurst Regional Council did not return my messages today. However, they are reported as saying the cull was needed to ensure the safety of drivers and visitors. Mr. Miatvesh doesn't agree.
Over the years, there have been a few kangaroos that have ended up on the track. A few years ago, one was hit by a car. A couple of years ago, one was missed by lots of cars, and the crowd cheered. I think that if the crowd knew that council went and shot as many as they could find in there to stop it ever happening again, there wouldn't be a lot of cheering that will go on. In terms of safety, kangaroos are hit on the roads in, well, Australia every day. Hundreds of thousands of them are hit. And it's not very safe for the kangaroos. Insurance companies shell out a fair bit of money fixing dents and those sort of things. But in terms of creating accidents, I think the fact that the cars are going around the track at 200 kilometres an hour is probably more of a safety issue than the fact that there are kangaroos living there. That being said, the kangaroos jumping out onto the track do compound the potential for someone to have an accident. Yeah, it's one of those situations where the activity itself is intrinsically dangerous, but there are other management options that could be implemented to minimise the factor that kangaroos play within that whole matrix.
New South Wales Greens MP Lee Rhiannon also believes the kangaroo cull was cruel and unnecessary.
This whole notion that by shooting the kangaroos we're going to make car racing safer is clearly ridiculous. The Greens certainly recognise there's a need to take measures to ensure that the kangaroos don't end up on the racetrack, but that doesn't mean we have to shoot them, and that's why the Greens have taken this issue up. We could have easily solved this issue with a few well-placed fences and by herding the kangaroos away from the area where the race is occurring. We just needed some sensible heads and a bit of human intervention rather than resorting to slaughtering the kangaroos.
They've been aware of this as a potential issue for a long time. A senior ecologist who lives in Bathurst warned them when they closed the nature reserve and kicked all the kangaroos out into that inside track area that there could be conflict between the kangaroos and racing. So they've had a lot of time to develop a program that would be very readily implemented in that area. They've put up a great big compound fence up the top. A great strategy for kangaroo management is to leave gaps. There's no stock in there, so it's not an issue about keeping animals in or out. The kangaroos readily understand and learn where those gaps are, and you'd really easily be able to shoo them out and into and exclude them from the race precinct itself, block off the gaps, have your race, open the gaps back up, and they could move back in. So there's really quite a process that council could have been implementing over the years to establish this system of management. Instead, they've done the shooing out sort of thing in a sort of arbitrary sort of manner over the years, and now they've finally come to a point where they've said, oh, look, the shooing out, bit hard, why don't we just shoot them all?
The Greens' Lee Rhiannon says the culling doesn't do much for the image of the Bathurst 1000.
Under the New South Wales government, the image of car racing isn't looking real good because there's this environmental destruction when we have a car race, and it really isn't necessary. The Greens aren't against car races. All we're saying is, let's manage the environment. We've seen at Homebush the government allowing the cutting down of 140 trees because of plans to run the V8 car race at Homebush. Now we're seeing at where they have the Bathurst 1000 at Mount Panorama, the government allows the slaughtering of kangaroos. It's like you're having car racing versus the environment rather than seeing the necessity to ensure animal welfare is a priority and environmental protection is a priority.
The New South Wales Department of Environment and Climate Change says the cull has been carried out under licence and the contractors hired for the shoot followed the guidelines closely.